Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290. This Father's Day tribute has just gone by so fast. I have many tributes I will not be able to get to, but I am going to try to speedily read through a few of them. Let's start with one that I wrote for my dad. My dad died 4 years ago. He was a great man, great in the little things he did and represented, great for his quiet and simple way of living life, loving my mom unconditionally and providing for his family as a blue-collar 60-plus-hour working week self-employed man. We often talk about what makes a man, and when I write about this, especially here, I often get taken to task, or more accurately, raked over the coals. My dad was that sort of man. He cherished my mom. He loved his boys. He didn't like chick flicks. He didn't complain. He was tough with a capital T. But like John Wayne's characters in movies, another very un-PC man, he let his actions speak for him. Where are those men today? The idea of a metro man would just confuse my dad. Even his own son being a stay-at-home dad left him perplexed. I'll chalk that up to generational stubbornness to accept change. Just as so many of my readers accuse me of being stuck in the past, so was my dad. I don't care. To me, he was a great man. I miss him. I miss those kind of men. He was faithful to my mom and loved her completely for 73 years. That was when he cried at the loss of his beloved wife, because he rarely cried otherwise. He was John Wayne, Steve McQueen, and Sandy Koufax rolled into one, with none of their money or fame, but a great man. And to my father-in-law, Ken Lee. Dear Ken, I haven't known you long, but what I do know I like very much. First, thank you for giving me your daughter. She's a pain sometimes, but I love her, and she's made our family complete. Thank you for always so graciously hosting us when we come to visit and pretty much take over your house. Thank you for allowing me to suggest dim sum for every meal, and especially for introducing me to that amazing Shanghai dim sum place that is my all-time favorite. And finally, I want to say how excited Debbie and I are about you joining us early next year on our big trip to Asia. It's so generous for you to pay for all of us, too. Just kidding. Happy Father's Day, Ken. Another one. My dear old dad that I love so much, as I affectionately call him. My dad, Steve Shaparo, is probably the hardest working person in existence. Even as in his sleep, he is working away at the next project in his head. He is a full-time caretaker of his elderly mom, full-time sole renovator of their home in New Mexico, full-time multimedia artist, and full-time amazing dad and husband. And did I mention 16-month cancer survivor? Even though I am grown, he still makes sure that I am taken care of before all else. Last year, he even suffered the 22-hour train ride from Albuquerque to Santa Barbara with me because I was afraid to go alone at 28 years old. No words can fully express my love and adoration for this man, and one day out of the year is not nearly enough to celebrate him, but he is my hero. If you are able to read this on air, fabulous. If not, at least I got to share a teensy tidbit of his wonderfulness with you. Have a fantastic day, Nicole Shaparo from our own Santa Barbara News Press. From Rachel Serra, our former guest and the author of Single Mom Seeking. I became a single mom one decade ago after my ex split town and left the country. It was my dad who showed up for me on that first Mother's Day. And ever since then, my dad has been the man in my daughter's life. On Father's Day, I think about the fact that my dad is so much more than a father. He's the most loving grandpa, a friend who is always there to listen, and one of the most thoughtful men I know. These days, he spends at least one day a week with his granddaughter. He goes to her soccer games, he takes her to kids' movies, and they share a box of malt balls. He says that if he could go back and choose another career, he'd be a scientist and find a cure for an illness. My dad beat prostate cancer last year, so we're celebrating big time, from Rachel Serra. And the last tribute of the day from Linda in Los Angeles. I thank my dad for allowing me to complete my relationship with him. I thank him for my intelligence and for my never-ending desire to learn new things. He is now 83 years old, but has never mastered using iChat so that we can video chat. And I really appreciate the special effort that took. Oh, I mean, I made a mistake. He did master iChat. I thank him for my genes, which so far are working out real well. To anyone listening who has not completed your relationship with your father and thank them for what they have given you, get to it. The moment was a huge turning point in my life. Get that weight off your shoulders. Well, we are at the end of our show. I want to thank Pastor Drew Sams and Wade Levine as our guests. I want to thank my support team. First, the irreplaceable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer. Second, my cheerleader, Les Carroll, our station manager. And third, the man who makes me look so good on the video feed, Dylan Haley. And of course, the Santa Barbara News Press. Thanks again for joining us. And remember, be the best mom or dad you can be. Bye for now.